Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Those demonstrations that have caused such a ruckus outside Delaney Hall, we're going to be hearing from Newark's mayor about that today.
Mayor Ross Baraka's new strategy in his push to get Delaney Hall shut down, this federal lawsuit against the Geo Group. This is a Florida-based company that actually operates Delaney Hall. On Monday, a small group of demonstrators continued their presence outside the facility, including Asma El-Houni, who spent time, she says, inside of Delaney.
There was no space. There was only two small benches. 29 people sleeping on the floor. They didn't feed us until, 11 hours in?
Shame!
It is a glimpse of what they are facing over there.
So Mayor Baraka will meet the media this morning. His office says he'll detail the lawsuit and again demand the immediate closure of this facility. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, back here at Delaney Hall in Newark.
A Brooklyn man is accused of threatening to murder an ICE officer during a demonstration at Delaney Hall last week. 27-year-old Nicholas Skelfo was seen on video posted to social media threatening to kill the officer's whole blanket family, saying the officer's children, his wife, quote, all dead. Skelfo was released Monday on $100,000 bail and was told to stay away from Delaney Hall. An update to that story that we told you about, the manhole people in Brooklyn and Queens. Yeah, these are folks seen climbing into sewers and then reemerging hours later. NBC4 credits police sources as saying there's no threat to the public and that these people are just scouring the underground looking for things of value. Incidents were first reported in Gravesend and Williamsburg. Now there's video from Astoria. Police say so far one person has been arrested, but the investigation continues. The 17-year-old accused in a fatal stabbing now charged in a total of three attacks in the Times Square area.
A souvenir shop worker stabbed in the hand, a newsstand worker stabbed in the chest, and another man stabbed to death. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg calls this significant violence.
All in the sort of, you know, in the Times Square area, three distinct incidents.
All he says involving 17-year-old Jaden Sanchez from Brooklyn, who's being held without bail after authorities say he stabbed a man to death who was sleeping on a ledge. During that incident, Bragg says Sanchez and two others threw a bag at the man to wake him up, and then one of them urinated in a cup and threw it at the man before he was stabbed in the heart. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Want to learn more about Koge? They've got their first public meeting coming up this Thursday, 5 p.m. This is Mayor Mamdani's new Commission on Government Efficiency, which will meet at 253 Broadway. You must have a government-issued ID to get in, but there's also a live stream. That's at nyc.gov/charter. The first public hearing where you can weigh in, that's coming up June 9th. A 100th birthday party on Staten Island that also honored a late icon.
Staten Island seniors turning 100 or older got a surprise of a lifetime. Marilyn Monroe singing happy birthday to them.
Happy 100th birthday.
The real Marilyn Monroe, may she rest in peace, would have been 100 today. But this performer looks and sounds a lot like her.
So I'm so happy to bring back that old times and to see how you guys leave. Have a playful good time with you.
Josephine was loving it.
Happy birthday, Marilyn Monroe, and with Joe DiMaggio.
Six seniors here celebrating birthdays 100 and older and got to cut the cake with Marilyn herself. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Willowbrook, Staten Island.
Cops searching for yet another subway shover in the city. The latest incident Sunday morning, 5:30 at the Parsons Boulevard stop. The victim suffering minor cuts to his head and nose. He should be okay. It's not clear if he knew his attacker. You can see photos of the suspect on the Crime Stoppers X page. Over the weekend, the United Federation of Teachers passed a resolution calling for schools to eliminate one-to-one screen use through the second grade. That includes laptops and iPads, with some exceptions for things like special ed and translation. They specifically want a ban on chatbots and said any use of AI should be closely supervised. Well, Governor Hochul was asked about that during a roundtable at the Philippa Schuyler Middle School in Bushwick.
Some of the early schools are saying not for younger ones, keep the kids off the screens overall. And so I think that's, my gut tells me that's the way to go, but I also don't want to interfere with a way to educate our students that teachers may be wanting to do.
As for the cell phone ban, the governor says she's heard from students who support it.
Well, why can't you just put it down? And she said to me, and I took this to heart,
You have to save us from ourselves.
Yeah, teachers like the ban, too. In a study of 600 New York educators, the governor says nearly 80% reported positive effects. State lawmakers find another $500 million to chop off the city budget. It's coming from pushing back a requirement for smaller class sizes in the boroughs. Queen State Senator John Liu.
Given that he inherited a difficult situation, we in the legislature have agreed to give him an extra couple of years so that the city can have a coherent and achievable plan to recruit teachers as well as build out the classrooms.
The new deadlines mean starting this fall, 70% of classrooms have to comply with student caps instead of 80%. Also, 10% of classes, as opposed to 20%, must come into compliance annually until the phase-in is complete by the 2030 deadline.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.